The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I want to take just a moment to remind you how important it is to think on paper. I talk about it all the time. It's so important, especially if you're someone who's easily distracted. You need a notebook with you at all times. This is where you jot down your best ideas. When you think on paper, all of that creativity flows and it sends that message out to the universe. It's crazy the things that you can manifest when you put your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions on paper. Whether you're looking for a very simple to use, effective day planner or a blank notebook to capture all of your brilliant ideas and brainstorms, the place to go is pushjournal.com. We've got blank notebooks as well as incredibly easy to use day planners. Like, this is the day planner I created as someone who has ADHD who needed something super simple. We've got new designs that have more blank pages, or our classic push journal with a health tracker, as well as blank notebooks that are so cool. They're so adorable. Like, it literally will tell people a little something about your personality when they see you writing in this notebook. Check them all out by going to pushjournal.com. Happy day after Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
We're on a walk in New York City. For us, it's Thanksgiving Day. We're recording this before we have our meal. It is beautiful out. We're walking to Whole Foods to pick up a few ingredients because we really want to blow Roman's mind with the potential of what a Thanksgiving dinner could be like, because he says he's only ever had, like, basically Russian food. But I don't even know if he knows what Russian food is.
Yeah, and then he said that he's never had a turkey that's been, like, not just dry and gross.
Oh, gosh. I really hope Tammy's not listening. Tammy, I love you. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Put your seatbelts on or your earbuds in. We're going for a walk. So, yeah. We don't have a lot of traditions, let's face it. I mean, yeah. We have some family traditions.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they're like cultural traditions.
No.
Right? I mean, no. It's just like,
I brine a turkey, you make stuffing, we have a couple sides and stuff like that. But nothing like crazy.
I mean, my mom and my grandmother used to make Scottish meat pies and Scottish shortbread. And that's like kind of cultural, I guess. But other than that, and I don't make either of those things. So now it's just like my stuffing is kind of family legendary.
Yeah, your stuffing. Brock and Taylor and Turks and Caicos at another wedding. I think they've documented they have like 8 weddings this year in 2022, and this is number 7.
And then 4 years from now, they're going to go through that whole series where you go to like 19 baby showers.
Oh, get off of that. That was one of our epic moments when we were
one of our
raising
smart
kids, smart kids. It was like we got off of the baby train, baby shower train,
and then the birthday
little
party
birthday
train.
Party trains. It was just like, literally, we just,
and for those of you who are like, how do you get off it, you get over the fact that you feel guilty, and
yeah,
you just say, oh, I wish we could, and you don't have to give a reason why you can't be there.
Send
a lovely gift.
Yeah.
And you're like, look at us, we've got 4 hours back to ourselves. You know,
because there's nothing worse than showing up. Because in California, you can do this year-round. Some random park that has a jungle gym, and then the parents decorate it, and then you see like 7 or 8 other families. You know, you don't know who they are.
Right.
And it's your Saturday off, and it's just
and
a bunch of kids playing,
like,
and you know they're
going
to get sick, and then it's just like, and you eat food. They get like pizza or like, you know, burritos or something, and then it's just gross, and we tapped out of that early.
And you're probably thinking like, oh, so your kids didn't go to birthday parties? Yeah, they did, a couple, but they don't need to go to like every kid in their class's party.
Ugh.
All right, we're gonna walk into Whole Foods. We'll be right back.
I want to say a special thanks to our friends at Soul CBD, who I can't thank enough for spending the time to listen to me, to hear my concerns with regard to my own sleep, and just some things I wanted to experiment with. And we are so fortunate to have partnered with them on creation of the ultimate sleep gummy. And there's lots of sleep gummies out on the market. There's lots of CBD gummies out on the market. This is so different and frankly so much more effective than anything else that I'm aware of on the market because of the quality of the ingredients and the combination of the ingredients. So this sleepy gummy combines, are you ready for this? Melatonin, CBD, tea extracts, and cannabinol. Take a look at some of the research on cannabinol and you are going to understand why this particular gummy formulation is so crazy effective. Not to mention, of course, the fact that it's triple lab tested, so you don't have to worry about staying sober. It has zero THC. You could give it to your children. You cannot overdose on CBD. It is something that helps to improve and calibrate your central nervous system. That's the CBD part. The cannabinol, which is taken from the cannabis plant, has been found to help people feel drowsy and to stay asleep longer. Again, no THC. You won't wake up feeling groggy. You won't wake up feeling any different other than the fact that you will have gotten a great night's sleep. Now, let me talk about melatonin for a second. Some people do great on melatonin. Some people need a small amount. Some need more. Some people need less. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. So when you get your gummies, and by the way, I do apologize to my friends in Canada because we are not shipping there yet, but when you do get your gummies, give it some time, experiment. Try a half a gummy for the first couple of nights, see how you feel. Maybe you need a little bit more. Try a whole gummy for a couple of nights, see how you feel. See how you feel after two gummies. It's so different for every person, I have to tell you that. And again, these are all natural ingredients, which is not to say it's 100% cure for everybody, but I can tell you, based on the DMs that I get. And that matters a lot to me. Like if people weren't getting insane results, if it were just me that were getting these insane results, I wouldn't be raving about them the way that I have. So I want you to give them a try, especially if sleep has been a struggle for you, because it truly is the cornerstone of good health. You get to try them now and get 15% off when you go to mysoulcbd.com/Shalene. Again, it is 15% off when you check out. And that gives you 15% off all of their products, but just make sure you grab those sleepy gummies. Oh, two flavors. There's blueberry lemon and there's honey chamomile. I personally love the honey chamomile. It has chamomile tea extract and honey. It's softer, but it tastes like chamomile tea with honey. Like it tastes just like that. So if you don't like chamomile tea, which Brett doesn't, then you won't like it. If you like blueberry lemon, you'll love the blueberry lemon. They have a little different texture because they have slightly different ingredients. All 100% organic. You check them out by going to mysoulcbd.com/Shalene. Surprisingly, there's a lot of people on the street and there are a lot of people in Whole Foods, but it wasn't out of control busy. Well, it was pretty busy, but not like you would think.
No, I mean, and it's way more activity. I mean, we're in New York City, so there's lots of things going on. There's a huge soccer field.
Also, we're in an area where it's not like a family area. Like Soho is kind of like, for the most part, a little younger, a little hipper, more single people, artists. I don't know. That's my summary. So I just noticed, like, just now walking around Whole Foods, I didn't see like a lot of like moms who are cooking for 25 people.
No, it seemed like a lot of like 20 and 30 somethings, yeah, picking up one or two last minute things.
Mm-hmm. But I'm doing the stuffing, and you guys already heard my recipe for that was on, I think it was Wednesday's edition, yeah, where I told you what to watch on Netflix, what to binge watch. And I'm doing the stuffing and the mashed potatoes, things that you mix in a bowl. It's my specialty. Fred's gonna do the turkey. Anyways, I hope your Thanksgiving was amazing, and I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for many things, including the incredible care that I received over the course of the last week.
You're welcome. You deserve it.
Well, thanks. And also, you're so sweet.
You deserve to be treated like that. You had a, it wasn't a fun experience.
Nope.
Still not, but we're getting through it, and the doctor here and the care here has been amazing, and it's just been nice to be away from,
to kind of relax. I mean,
yeah, and
like
be
not
away
feel
from
nervous.
Our house, and it's just so, it's so like appreciative of the people and the staff that help us, you know, do this. You know, because it takes more than just me and you. I mean, everybody at Team Johnson, and then like our house people and Jess and Kristen and Rachel helping get the house ready.
How you doing? Thank you. Same to you.
You know, just, I mean, our house is completely ready. It's taken care of. All kinds of different things are going on, and we're just able to come here and get a little work done, but then really let you recover from your surgery, which was needed. And like, and it shows, because the doctor said yesterday, oh my gosh, you are healing so well.
So fast.
And that doesn't happen by like luck or, you know, chance. It's putting things in place and...
Not being stressed, right nutrition, good hydration, all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
You know, doing lymphatic massage, doing infrared, doing the right supplements, and having good care. And when I said I felt like I was, like, I didn't have to be nervous, I mean by that, I was nervous, very nervous, even though, for me anyways, someone who doesn't get nervous, I was nervous and anxious for me, which is relative, until I met him in person, because until then, all of my consultations with him had been via Zoom. I had met a few surgeons in person in New York City, just not this one. But the second I met him and his staff, I was just like, this is another world. This is a 180 from my previous experience, so I knew that I was safe. But, I mean, you are a great caretaker, and I wasn't expecting that. Had I anticipated it being so rough, I probably would have hired an aftercare nurse, only because, not that I don't think you can do it, just I don't want you to ever have to feel, like, nervous. And it's the whole, like, wanting to, I don't know, prevent you from having to be a part of any of that.
Well, you were, like, you know, 8-hour surgery. And
actually, I've been told by the anesthesiologist it was a 9-hour surgery.
Okay, so whatever, 8 or 9 hours. And the recovery was like 2.5-3 hours, just meaning that you were just laying, sleeping back in the bed, you know, letting all the stuff wear off. And I showed up like a half an hour afterwards, so I was there for like an hour and a half waiting. And the, one of the first things that you said when you came to was like, can I get a nurse?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were like...
Oh, wow.
And the girl was like, well, it's a little late now. It's midnight.
Oh, wow.
You know, we could have one in the morning show up. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, let's just get through the night and see. I'm sure I'll be okay.
Yeah.
And...
we'll save some of those stories.
Yeah.
Because there's some funny things that happen that probably are not appropriate for the regular show. But anyways, like, I mean, just this morning, I'm getting ready. I, you know, haven't taken a shower. I have my hair up in a bun. I'm wearing a $13 pink sweatshirt at size extra large, $13 from Amazon. And you walked in the room and you're like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful. And that was really nice because, I mean, I know you don't have any ulterior motives right now because I'm on the injured reserve list.
Yeah, you're on IR for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we have to make up for some time, lost time.
But you got some in the bank.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty active, you know? Right now, walking on the street.
Today was awesome. So, like, we're in kind of an area, and if you've ever been to New York, like, and most New Yorkers will tell you this, like, walk 2 blocks and you'll see, like, you know, a nicer part or, you know, a rougher part or whatever. And if you walk out of our apartment and walk just a block away, we're kind of like where a homeless shelter is and stuff like that. But it was awesome this morning. Sierra and I went for an early walk with Johnny, and there was 6 giant tarps, because, you know, they don't know if it's going to rain or not. 6 giant tarps just packed with people serving them breakfast, and then they were going to do Thanksgiving dinner. So they were doing 2 meals.
From the shelter.
Mm-hmm. And it was just awesome to see all the volunteers.
You know, they do 3 meals a day, because I checked to see about volunteering, not on Thanksgiving. I figured that would be covered. That's, believe it or not, the holidays in general are the number one time for volunteerism, which shouldn't deter you from doing it for anyone. But also remember that, like, Thanksgiving Day is usually covered. Like, they have more than enough, because a lot of organizations and corporations and families kind of chip in on Thanksgiving Day. But in the days leading up to it, and the days after it, and the days leading up to Christmas, there's, you know, you can volunteer to sort clothing, you can volunteer to prep breakfast, lunch, dinner, and
serve.
Yeah, and serve, all those things. So, you know, whatever type of volunteerism you want to do, you can find
something.
There's my guy. There's your dude. Does he have your sweatshirt?
I'm sure he does, somewhere.
Oh, that's so awesome. So if you're watching our Instagram stories, I bought Brett this, like, really dope, super cool looking sweatshirt. It was, like, by Rag & Bone.
Sure.
made by Rag & Bone. You would not believe the lady that just walked by us. Wow. Anyways, and it's like navy blue, floral, with like flowers all over it. And when we walked into Rag & Bone, there's this dude that waited on us, and he's just like super cool. Like probably, what would you say, like 30 years old?
Yeah, 30 years old.
Just has a
wearing
vibe.
Like, you know, boots and...
Yeah, he's wearing like untucked black combat boots, and he's wearing the whole set. He's wearing this super cool
matching
like
sweatsuit.
Navy sweatpants, a navy sweatshirt, and he had like on like a bunch of silver chains. He had like long dreads, and he's just like a dude, like super cool. And I was like, oh, that outfit looks amazing. I'm like, and he's, you know, had an athletic build, and I'm like, honey, you got to get that. He's like, are you kidding me? I'm gonna wear a matching set. She's like, I'm not a black dude with dreads. I'm not cool like that. I can't. I'm not pulling that off. I'm like, oh, you got a point. But we could at least get the sweatshirt. So I got him the sweatshirt, and I feel like you've always worn it, like almost because you know I like it.
Only because you like it.
And, okay.
And I've worn it like 5 times.
Yeah.
And every time I put it on, I'm like, I don't think this looks good. And I've always thought, like, but you liked it, so I did it. And then last night at dinner.
Sierra says,
Dad, we got to get you some new hoodies. And I was like...
He goes, okay, I'm taking this off.
I took it off. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I go, she didn't say anything about the sweatshirt you're wearing. He goes, no, I hate it. It's stupid. I'm not wearing it. I'm like, thanks, Sierra. Thanks. Because so, Sierra can say, like, Sierra can give him, like, a crooked look. And he's like, what, you don't like my outfit? Tell me what to wear. So anyways, he takes the sweatshirt off. He's like, I'm done. I'm going to find someone as we're walking home who needs a sweatshirt, and I'm going to give it to them. So the funny thing is, he tried to give it to, like, what? The first homeless guy
I tried to give it to was he had no shoes. He was wearing like plastic trash bags for shoes.
And he wouldn't take your sweatshirt?
And he was like, I go, here, sir. And he goes, what's that?
Oh,
like
no.
Condescending. I said, it's a sweatshirt. He goes, no thanks. No, you didn't even say no thanks. He goes, no.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, okay, that's nice. And then so then I found this one guy who I've seen every day. He has no legs. And he sits in the middle of an intersection, and obviously he's asking for money, and he really doesn't ask. It's just kind of like
he's just there.
So you just like whatever. And I walked up to him and I gave him the sweatshirt, and he didn't even really look at the sweatshirt. It was just me giving him something. He's like, "I love you."
And
he didn't know this, so he thought he was just getting a sweatshirt. I had a $20 bill for him too, so I handed him that. And then he was like, and then Sierra goes, "What about the puppy?" And he goes, "I love the puppy." So
super
he was
cute.
Super excited about that.
What's this place?
This is the restaurant.
Oh, what's
about.
This though? It's so
this
cool.
This is just another like the building
it's
and stuff.
So rad! Oh my god, I love this. I love exploring the city.
Okay, so
it's
this
so fun to explore with you.
But look at how fun.
Look how cool
night,
this is.
Like all this is
oh
lit up.
Oh my goodness!
And look at all the graffiti.
This is so cool.
The restaurant that's really cool.
I know you guys are like, look at all the graffiti, but like what we're walking down right now is art. Like it's literally like that. You wouldn't cover any of this up. It's just like this. I don't know what you would call it, like alleyway that's covered in trestles.
It's an
and
alleyway
neon lights,
that dead ends at a restaurant.
And it's the most beautiful artwork. I'll post a picture up on my Instagram on Friday so you can check it out. But yeah, that was funny. So Brett finally did get someone to take his hoodie.
Freeman Alley.
And you've made a decision about your look and your style, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell the people.
Okay, so this is excluding workouts. So this is my evening attire, like going out. I have decided that I am only going to buy articles of clothing that are black.
You're just doing all black.
Black jeans, black baggies, black cargos.
Just so
black,
you know, that means you don't need a lot of clothes, too.
100%. And guess what? When I walk into a
store,
if they don't have, if they have a bunch of color, I'm out.
So I'd love to know what you guys thought of the shows that I recommended. And if you watch any of them on Wednesday, there's one that's been since added, which is, I think it's called Pepsi, Get Me My Jet.
Yeah.
You're not that into it?
No.
Well, that's because we started falling asleep.
No. I watched more than you. And once you know the story, it's like, okay.
Well, we don't know. We didn't watch the whole thing. It might be really good at the end. So.
Okay.
Say, reserve your judgment. So that's a 15th one for you. I think it's called Pepsi, Bring Me My Jet, or Where's My Jet?
Where's My Jet?
It's and trending right now on Netflix.
Please just watch that one last on the list.
No, there's a few others they might want to watch last.
Okay.
I put them last.
Okay.
Anyways, love you guys. You've got a Patreon coming out tomorrow. And I just hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm so grateful and so thankful. All right. I love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're
actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. If you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.